Ron Stutz here, along with Mary Bridget Davies. She is the star of A Night with Janis Joplin. And Mary, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Just great. You got that rasp in your voice, so it sounds familiar to me.
Yeah.
A Night with Janis Joplin is a show coming to DPAC. If you want to get tickets, you can go to dpacnc.com for ticket information. But Mary, tell me about your relationship with the music of Janis Joplin. How did you first get to know her music?
Well, through my parents, because they are baby boomers. So in our house, we had this great Macintosh sound system with a turntable that I was never allowed to touch, but they always were playing Howlin' Wolf and Allman Brothers and Janis. And so while I was listening to Mariah Carey and New Kids on the Block, you know, on the radio in my room, in the living room, they were always playing their stuff. We grew up in a very musical household. So once I became a teenager, my ears kind of pricked up and I was like, whoa, what is that? What is she? That's something that I want to know what that's like, because it was so authentic and that you could just feel her pain through her singing. And you know, in your awkward teenage years, it resonated with me, and it has ever since.
I applaud you on coming of age when you became a teenager and getting into Janis's music. I mean, you hit on the key right there. She sang with such passion and such emotion. How in the world do you duplicate that on stage?
As my family would say, I've always been a spaz. I've always had that extra tank of energy.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it really takes, because I do this 2.5 hours a night, 6 nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we laugh. We're like, Janis would do 45 minutes like maybe every other day or 3 days a week or something. And I'm like, oh, that lucky duck, you know. But it's just, it's so exciting to play her. And it's so enriching for me to be able to process all whatever I'm going through emotionally on stage in front of hundreds or thousands of people like she did. It's intangible, the feeling that you get. And I feel like I understand now why she couldn't do it any other way. Because I've been in different shows, and I've been in straight musicals where you're just in a box and doing your little numbers and tap dancing and stuff, but this is just, it's the best job in the world.
Folks, Mary's not just fooling around here. She's even received a Tony Award nomination for Best Lead Actress in a Musical for her performance as Janis in A Night with Janis Joplin. And Mary, I want to ask you about touring with Big Brother and the Holding Company, Janis's old band. Tell me about that experience.
Well, it was just like seeing behind the curtain. And they're the reason that I've even been to Europe ever. I was lucky enough, I toured the States with them a few times, and they took me to Europe 3 different times, and I've seen Greece and Italy and Austria and France and Germany everywhere because of Janis and Big Brother and the Holding Company. And we were on the road just like a normal band, going through the normal band stuff. It was funny, we were in Bosnia, Herzegovina, and in Mostar, which was like the front lines of the war, and they gave me the penthouse suite because I was in the, and it was so great, the girl at the front desk, they were like, well, she's just, like, we're Big Brother in the Holding Company, she's just singing for us, and the girl just goes, yeah, but she's the girl, and it was great, just because we were instantly a family, we were instantly a band going through that stuff together, and we would joke about it, they're like, oh, well, we better get to the hotel first before Mary Bridget gets the big room, and stuff like that, and the stories they would tell me, I mean, they were there, they were part of the counterculture, and all the Avalon and the shows, and Peter, the bassist, to collect all of those vintage posters from back then. He had been saving them since then, and wow. I've been to his home and seen them all, and it's just like history. Like, they're part of history, and not just Janis's history, and it was just so cool to spend that much time with them, because of course that informed me and my characters, Janis, even further.
Mary, I know that you're a performer with a lot of variety in what you can do. I know you've trained as a dancer, toured with dance productions, a child, you started doing all this stuff, and then it was later when you began singing and acting, and I've got to ask you, how long have you been doing this particular show?
This show, I first started in the summer of 2012, and we regionally toured it for a year, then we were on Broadway for about 6 months, and then we were dark, so this is the first time back.
Okay.
So it's been 3 years.
Wow.
Well,
let me ask you about this. I know that you do other things besides A Night with Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
You have a band, the Mary Bridget Davies Group.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about your band and your career with that.
Well, Well, it's awesome. The reason that I had passed up on the Janis show the first time is it was in 2011 when they had approached me, and I was living in Kansas City, and my band, we had just gotten second place in the International Blues Challenge out of like 300 bands from all over the world.
Wow.
And so we decided to write an album, and we did, and we recorded it, and then we started touring it. We got, you know, award nominations and things like that, so that was wonderful, and that helped keep me apart from, you know, just being quote-unquote that Janis girl, because this technically, although I'm singing Janis, this is an acting job.
Yeah.
I'm a musician, but this is an acting job. And I'm working on my third album currently, and I was just in Nashville writing and collaborating with some, like, super heavy, awesome people. So whenever we're done with the tour, I just go back to doing that and doing myself, and I have a new agency, and so we're like, hey, let's take a swing at TV. Let's take a swing at the movies. So if anything goes at this point, we don't know.
Well, we all love Janis Joplin. I certainly do, but I wanted to ask you about your career apart from this show, because, you know, I know a lot of people are interested in hearing what you do. If somebody wants to hear some Mary Bridget Davies group music and some of your Janis Joplin stuff for that matter, where do they go to get that?
Oh, the easiest thing would be YouTube. Mm-hmm. The easiest thing. You just put my name in, or A Night with Janis Joplin, just to get a taste of what the show's going to be when you come see it. But also, I have a Reverb Nation page, which is the best. And if you go to that, then you just put in Mary Bridget Davies, and it has streaming my album and, you know, where the shows are, reviews, photos, and all that good stuff. And, yeah, it's awesome. And, of course, if you wanted to buy it, then that's CD Baby, where you buy the physical copy, because people still like to get, you know, the physical copy of the CD, which I appreciate.
So. Oh, absolutely. I feel that way, too.
You can always download everything on iTunes, yeah. You know.
I got to have it in my hand, you know.
Right.
Hey, after doing all this Janis Joplin stuff all this time, what's your favorite Janis Joplin song to perform?
Ball and Chain.
Oh, good, good.
Because it's a Big Mama Thornton blues tune, and yeah. I'm a blues singer, and Janis was a blues singer too. And there's so much improvisation and freedom in that genre of music that even though if I'm not doing something note for note for Janis, it's heart to heart with what Janis would do.
All right.
And it's halfway between the second act, so we're riding on the rails. The show is in full tilt by then, and it's just the most explosive, emotionally just experience, and every night it's different a little bit, you know, because our shows really heavily depend on the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Well, full tilt boogie by that point, I would imagine. And I look forward to hearing you do Ball and Chain and Piece of My Heart and everything else, and Down on Me and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be a great show. Yeah, and of course, you're going to be performing at Durham Performing Arts Center, and it is a wonderful state-of-the-art facility. You're going to love performing there.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you there. That is Night with Janis Joplin, starring Mary Bridget Davies. And you can go to dpacnc.com if you'd like to get tickets. And Mary, thank you for being with me.
No, thanks for having me.
Thanks for spending a little time talking about the show. I'm excited.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day.